In progress.
All right, I got 6:30. I'm going to call the committee to order. First item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Councilmember Ferguson, who is not here. So, Wes, you're next in line.
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thanks for coming out tonight. Appreciate everybody showing up. First item on the agenda, as always, is public comment. Note, this is the time set aside for comments on all public matters that are not on the meeting agenda. And please, prior to your comments, please state your name and address, and we keep this to a limited duration. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Seeing none. That leads us to the approval of the minutes. Is there anything online that we just don't check? There's nobody online. That leads me to the approval of the April 15th, 2025 minutes. Council, in front of you, have those minutes. Is there any public comment on those minutes?
Make a motion to accept.
Seeing none, Council.
I have an adjustment to
Yes,
this. Sorry,
sir.
Don. I just wanted to clarify. I didn't speak with Congressman Downland himself. It was with his office. I don't know that he's paying attention to our notes, but I didn't speak to him. And the volunteer fire departments were the individual that I spoke with. He is now a member of our volunteer fire department, or has requested to become, has applied. Aside from that,
All right,
normally I don't have changes.
Troy himself did not answer that.
I'm just
You don't have like a
waiting.
hotline, Wes, or something like a red phone to pick up, or what's the deal?
So I'll make a motion to accept with those changes, please.
Have a motion to accept with amendments.
Second.
And a second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. There is no city court report in this one. That leads me to departmental reports. First off, as always, is Amy.
The auditors in here. We're doing that this week. Friday, first day of swim lesson sign-ups. I would say most of the online places were taken within 3 hours of opening. We crashed the website twice, but she got it right back up. And other than those, it went fairly smoothly. And still a steady stream of people getting the spots that are left. It's looking good. Our pool managers were there, and Kimbermuck. I mean, really, if they hadn't have been, it would have been too much volume for us to handle. So they saved the day. And
They were physically there at the pool,
yeah,
and there was a
in
line
the
of
office.
people.
Oh,
Oh,
there were.
gotcha.
Yeah,
And there is a
it,
line.
the registrations came in so fast online, we wouldn't have known if a class was full and someone walked in with, to do it in person. So they were managing all that, and then letting us know when they were full. And yeah, it would have been too much for just office staff. So it was really good they were there. And lots of people like our lessons still. It's probably our busiest one yet. And yeah, other than that, I've just been getting stuff for the auditor, and unless you have any questions.
Thank you, Amy. Next up is the Police Department, Chief Sanders.
Evening, everybody. We had 443 calls for service in April and opened up 20 new cases. I attended the quarterly Missouri River Drug Task Force executive meeting on May 16th. Hopefully, you have that in front of you to see all the work they've been doing the last quarter. Met with KMLT departments on the 17th. Their costs are increasing for FY26. Officer Butler graduated from the academy on the 18th. I want to say big thanks to Mayor Harris and Councilmember Feist for attending the graduation ceremony. Very nice. Deputy Chief Royce attended the Capital City Tow Association on April 24th. It's every month. So they talked about some of their legislative bills that were still possibly alive, but haven't heard. We'll find out this month what made it through and what didn't. Happy to say Deputy Chief Royce had his 2-year anniversary on April 26th. And Deputy Chief Royce and I met with HPD County Chief Petty last week up in Berlin to pass along. And on May 1st, there was a number of us that went out to the grand opening of the Prickly Pear Park. Mayor Harris, sorry we missed with your ribbon cutting and all.
I held the ribbon. Others cut it.
And Officer Kirkgaard, that's his 2-year anniversary on May. That's all I have.
Good chief.
Next up, Public Works, Public Works Director Orr.
All right, I can totally beat Amy's boring auditor story. So the auditors show up yesterday. Oh, it maybe was a little bit rainy on Monday. And we walk in here, and the whole carpet, if you haven't noticed the staining in the missing ceiling tile, but the carpet is saturated, and there's standing water on the carpet. And these ceiling tiles are bowed down to where they look like they're going to collapse. Thinking that's bad. So, lack of better judgment, we still put the two auditors, about where Don and Mayor Harris are sitting right now. They start working away.
Said, we do this.
Look at this here in a minute, guys. If it gets too bad, as soon as court's out, we'll relocate you to the courtroom. It won't be a problem. So Sean, our new guy, climbs up on a ladder. I don't even know if he physically made contact with that ceiling tile, but he touches it. And I am not exaggerating, like a gallon of water dumped on top of his head just saturates the room to the point where he had to go home and change. Like you could wring the water out of his clothes.
He just had a shower.
So the funny part was the main auditor, I forget his, Johan, is sitting where Don is and his eyes are about this big. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. I said, did you get wet or anything? Are you okay? And he's looking up at the tile and he said, no, as long as nothing else is going to collapse around here. So. They took it in good stride, and so with that said, we had two major leaks, actually three major leaks. It's kind of weird. So we believe it's something with the old chimney here. We're investigating it tomorrow and have a roofing company on kind of standby to come see what they can fix. But, I mean, ever since I've worked here, we've historically had little leaks that just discolor roof tiles here or there. Since the building's been redone, it's been way better, probably 90% better. But we've never had something catastrophic where we have literally the floor saturated. So we're getting to that. At the pool, the skylight, which is a big skylight, is probably 5x5, maybe 6x6. It must have cracked and broke this week over this winter. And it's got a split all the way across it, and it flooded the pool house. The good thing is it all goes to a floor drain. So we're working on that. And then the bizarre one, just to top off the morning on Monday, was they went to jump in the 2014, the little white notch that usually sits out here. And somehow the windshield started leaking and the floorboards and A-pillars and everything were saturated. So it's getting a windshield in it today. So that was our Monday morning. Other than that, so a few things to talk about. So unfortunately out at our wastewater plant, and this has been a long time coming, I probably haven't kept you guys about this, but it's something we've known and failing. But our HMI, which is our human to machine interface, I had to write that down because I would forget what that stands for, but it's our SCADA system. So it's literally what, you know, what we log into, what controls the plant, where Shane makes the adjustments. That's the original HMI unit out there. So it's pushing 30 years old. Dennis described it as being the Windows 95 version that you're still trying to get support for. We've known it's been failing over the last 3 or 4 years. We've met with multiple companies, looking at what type of different options they have and what type of support they can provide and stuff. My long-term goal was that we were going to address that program and replacement of that system with the, you know, complete plant upgrades out there. Unfortunately, over the last few weeks, that program is crashed and it's no longer supported. When they call tech support, they've literally told Dennis there's no help they can give us. Dennis with MET was able, about it took him about 2 weeks, but they were able to get it up and going again where it tracks what our influent effluent flows are and his dosing rates and all that stuff. So we're up and going again. But we can't wait. the 4 or 5 years to work in plant upgrades to do that. The good thing is we know the answer. So we did look at outside companies besides MET, who has historically provided that service for East Helena. It's a major investment. It's close to $50,000. It's about $47,000 for him to replace that. Outside companies we looked at range from anywhere from about $80,000 to $150,000 a year. And they're just big companies. The other thing that we like about Dennis is he's local. He's a phone call away. He's literally on Main Street. So that's something we've given him the go ahead already. We have it in this year's budget. If we need to cover it in just general expenses, we're going to line item it in next year's. There's also maybe some funding options with this Headworks project. But the plant, I mean, to try to operate without it is, it's almost impossible. We would have DEQ violations like crazy because we can't track all the flows and the pHs manually. I mean, it's like the heart of the plant out there. So I'll keep you apprised on that. But unfortunately, what I hope was going to last 4 or 5 more years isn't. And it's just something, if we wait until it completely dies, we're in trouble. So Kelly and I talked about it, how essential that he is and that we have to have it. Luckily, we have plenty of money in this year's budget that if we have to, it's such a big investment. There's no way Dennis can even get it in this fiscal year. I mean, even if Dennis started today, it's a 2 to 3 month install for him. So it's going to be in next year's stuff. So that's where we are with that. The other problem out at the wastewater plant, that reject pump that we've continually been fighting failed again. Shane had the two engineers from Billings that are with H2O come out, and they helped him rebuild it this last time. They think something is physically bent in that casing. The fear is that pumps about 40 to 50,000 gallons a day in rejected water. Those two pumps do between the two of them. So when you're down to just one, it's pretty risky because we start to flood in about an hour if those pumps go down, which is a problem. So we've just ordered a replacement pump. Again, we have plenty of just general maintenance money in this year's budget that we're covering that expense. And then our plan is once we get that pump replaced, we're going to talk to H2O, and they're going to look at sending that one back to the factory and seeing if they can tell what's wrong with it. And see, it's 5 years old. It's out of warranty, but they've been really good to work with. If we can fix it for less than 50% of the cost of a replacement pump and just have a spare, just being at such a major part of that Headworks building or the metals removal building, that's kind of our plan, is to just have that repaired and keep it as a spare. But something isn't right with that pump. The other one, it's been going 5 years and hasn't failed at all, and this one's failed
knock on wood
6 or 7 times. So yeah, knock on wood. So next we got to talk about Wes's not so favorite subject, so the Washington Street construction project stuff, the water main. So first off, my apologies to everybody that lives along that street and has been affected by it. We've had some definite delays with construction. Originally that project was supposed to be 20-25 days, and that's what they were estimating. They're still well within their contract days to work, but they were originally estimating that 20 to 25 days of get in, get the main replaced, get the street paved, and get out. We're now at 35 today. The good news is water mains in. All that went really well. Service lines are replaced to the curb stops. It's a major piece of infrastructure that went in there, as we know. The other thing, not to defend Helena Sand or Montana Materials, you want to call them, but you just never know what's in the ground until you start digging. Like they did, there was some legit days where they hit, gas lines that weren't located, and Northwestern Energy didn't even know they were there. I mean, there's been some challenges with that, and it's just proof in the pudding. Until you start digging and see, they hit an old storm drain. I never have found any record of a storm drain down that street, but there was an old big concrete, looks like an old storm drain that's at some point ran down there. So it's challenging. So what did I learn on this? I learned a couple things. So one, I can do a better job describing the residents, like the scale of what the project's going to be, and make sure that they understand how severe or not severe the project's going to go. Also, maybe just like offering up a group texting thing. It's super time consuming for me to individually call residents and talk to them about where we're at or when they just hit problems. Where if we just utilize maybe that text my gov or something and say, hey, this popped up today. It's just a do not reply text and just keep them in the loop. And then the biggest thing is we've just learned some lessons on how to work with these contractors a little bit better and keep going forward. So with that said, the plan is now they're done with paving probably for 3 weeks. They're in college actually right now doing a big project. And as soon as they move up, Elijah will be back with their smaller equipment to finish up those right-of-ways and stuff. So, and then this last part of this project, they'll be at the intersection of Lewis and Montana, which will be a complete road closure after June 9th. And they'll get that main put across there and then tie that into Grand Avenue. So 2 weeks. We'll see how that goes. We have high hopes. Kelly and I had maybe disprivilege. I don't know what the right word is there. This is where words matter. But we both talked to the Gunlock family today. They're going to be hosting a reception for the funeral services on Saturday at 8 p.m. at Main Street Park. It'll be a fairly big event. They're going to set up some tents and stuff. They're expecting 200 to 300 people for the reception. So I think they speak for all of us when we reach out to the family with our condolences. And but that's going on there. Streets, I received an email from Gene Kaufman. I included that in your guys' packet for federal highways. It kind of just says you have to follow our rules. Don't break them or you don't get the grant. We don't have a signed agreement. We haven't broken any rules. So I'm hoping that's just, I mean, it went out to every person in Montana that received a raise grant. We'll see. That's kind of what I know on that. But I don't read anything negative into that letter. I think it's just a generic letter they had to send out. And then the only other thing I had to talk about was water leaks, but we already talked about that. So new question. I feel like I've been standing up for a really long time. I'm going to sit down.
Yeah, you talk a lot.
Sorry.
Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
Chief Campbell's not available online. Okay, Chief Campbell is excused. Well, that brings us to first order of new business, and that is the blanket business license for the East Tonto Flea Market at the Rodeo Grounds on June 4th. It says Mariah Bogle. She's not here. I can handle it if you want.
Did you? Yeah.
Pretty simple one. This is a standard blanket business license. We've offered to multiple places. They're looking to have a flea market at the Rodeo Association, and the Rodeo Association has already approved it from their end, and it's just they would like to have one business license for a flea market out at the Rodeo Ground. Is there any public comment on that request? Seeing none, council.
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Who's wanting to do this?
It's the Valley Rodeo Association.
Oh, it is the rodeo. So they approved it, but are they the
one? Well,
they gave her permission.
They gave her permission to ask us.
So we treated it like the fleet or farmer's market for the vendor's license.
But it's something the Rodeo Association is putting on.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Next order of business is the East Tonto Police Department contribution to the Child Advocacy Center and the MRDTF. Keith Sanders.
Well, again, I think we've been part of the Missouri River Road Task Force for, what, this is our seventh year, maybe, since 2018. We don't have somebody assigned to it, you know, either part-time or full-time. We just don't have the personnel to do that. You know, bigger departments carry the major load for all the activity that happens in, I think, the five states that they cover, I mean, five counties that they cover, not five states. And at the last meeting, they were talking about that they're losing some federal funding from the Office of ONDC, Director of National Narcotics or whatever. Washington. And anyways, I think we're going to have a little extra money this year in our fund, and I would like to make it a line item in the future since we don't have somebody assigned to at least give them about $4,000 a year to help them pay for phones, travel, you know, buy in
narcotics and informants and all those things that they do in that line of work. Those bigger cases like that take a long time, a lot of work before you get some success, as some of the statistics are revealed there. I think they had 10 arrests or something like that, 10 felony arrests in the last quarter. They may have, 25 cases going on with multiple defendants, and they either all of those cases, they just haven't reached a point where they can get the indictments or the arrests or things like that going. So it just ebbs and flows on what statistics are high and what are low, but they're always busy working. Another discussion that came out of that same meeting, I was talking with County Attorney Brett Petty, the chief of the Helena Police Department, and they were talking about the Child Advocacy Center, or the Children's Advocacy Center. We use them for the victims, the interview of the victims, the kids. They take them into a special place. And so they're not passed around amongst a bunch of different people to do the same interviews and things like that. They're called forensic interviews. They're very highly trained individuals that do these. They're recorded, and those interviews are used for prosecution and trials and things like that. Anyways, they're a nonprofit, and they operate on shoestrings, and come to find out, Helena Police Department donates to them every year. The County Attorney's Office donates to them every year, and the Sheriff's Office donates to them every year. And we may not use them as often as some of the other agencies, but using them once or twice pays for them, well over 10 times. I mean, they're worth their weight in gold, what these folks do there. But that's their focus, is responding to allegations of child abuse. And so I'm asking for the approval to give them $4,000 this year as well from the East Helena Police Department. And at least we're not up anywhere near what some of the other agencies are donating and whatnot, but at least we're part of the team to help the cause go forward and that sort of thing. So that's what I'm asking for.
And just layer there, both these expenses can be absorbed in the current budget approved by it. So they're aware it's not, the bottom line won't change for the city on this. So just new line items. Any public comment on the request? Seeing none, council.
From what line are you taking from this year, Chief? Line or lines?
There may be some multiple lines. I think we've got some in like fuel and some of the car repair stuff and our capital fund, I think's got a lot in there, but I'll try to use it from just multiple line items.
And what's the total amount you're wanting to
Eight
contribute?
thousand,
Eight.
four thousand
Okay, good.
Are you planning on making these a line item in the budget then, too?
I was hoping to include that in the budget discussions coming up later on.
I appreciate, and I think for many other things, we need to contribute more. We expect a lot, but we need to contribute when it matters, and this is one of those that matters a lot. I appreciate you putting this on our desks tonight with what the Missouri River Drug Task Force has done recently. But and I appreciate also the way that you've managed your budget this year is obviously allows for this too. So thank
Thank you very
you.
much.
Yeah, that's true. Quarter left. Yeah. To approve.
I have a motion to approve the request.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That brings us to the new town pump boundary line adjustment. This is a giant, exciting boundary line adjustment to make sure the entire town pump fits in one lot. That's really all it is.
Not the Adam Motel.
It's not adding anything. It's not making, it's not subdividing any of the future properties. It's just moving a line so that the existing structure is in one lot. That is it. That's what it's for. That's the simplest way to phrase it. Instead of, you know, encompassing two lots. But that's really all it's for. We can go into it further if you want, but it's not that exciting. Any public comment on the boundary line adjustment request? Seeing none, council.
Is town pump here online?
No.
I figure. Sure be nice to be able to ask them a question once or twice, especially when it doesn't matter what the boundary line is being moved for. It would be nice if they would participate in a community. But, okay.
I think they will. They have said that if you guys have the desire for them to come give them some like future plan or something.
Sign me up. Please, I was hoping they'd be online tonight at least, but
I'll move to approve it.
I have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All righty. The next one is the quarterly financial reports you have in front of you. If there's any specific things, line items, we can probably discuss them internally here if you'd like. But you have it in front of you. Everything overall looks really good. We're pretty much on track. There are the occasional line items that are have variances, whether they are paid once a year or whatever, but some of those things would be moved one thing together. So one line I know looks a little different, but it's just moved from a different line. Those things happen, but if you have any specific questions, they're there. Is there any public comment on the budget quarterly reports?
I would have. There was a discussion.
Please come to the podium.
Dave Jensen, 401 Westgale. Over the years, there was a discussion about having the revenues and the cash balances also in there so people could actually see what was going on. You know, just got the expenditures, but you don't have the other two thirds of the picture to make any kind of informed.
Thank you for your public comment. Any further public comment? Council?
I think, as I mentioned to the chief, I think that budgets have been managed well. I do have a question within general government, the 410 and then the 330 within the 410100. What's that?
What page, John?
One.
Big one.
Within publications and subscriptions, and I recently visited with the folks from Boulder Monitor, do we have the option to, and we do have the option, but I'd like to explore the option of where we put in our publications and possibly changing our paper of record that we could get maybe a lower cost. But some of the other papers in the area do meet the statute, the MCA for that. And so I would like to explore that possibility.
Funny enough, that has come up recently in another jurisdiction that, and I've not pulled it up yet. So this sounds like you may have looked at the MCA.
I have it.
I can't quite recall what it says. I do think it has to be published in the jurisdiction that we're in.
And they are.
So again, I'll look at it. I do think that the medium is changing as far as print media. So it's a valid question and something that other folks are discussing as well. So I'll look into it.
But I assume that things are coming out of the publicity subscriptions and dues, or is it coming out of another place when we put in public notices?
James?
They are coming out. It kind of depends on what the ad is for.
Okay.
Whether it's us advertising that we've got a budget or if it's a floodplain thing. Usually each one that makes those, you know, gets coded to that fund or department.
Sure.
So Wes, I like that idea. I think it's a good idea. I think we need to look into it. I think the concern originally was the two other papers were, I'm like salt Pete about it, because I like the idea. So they're both, definitely both the MT43 and the Boulder Monitor have shown a renewed interest in East Tona, but They're both headquartered in different counties, so what is our jurisdiction? I don't know if that how that's defined.
Yeah, just
Be careful on that.
it came up in another city that a paper printed
They
in the
both
other
have to
county.
be pushed in this county
I'll have to look at it.
in
I
the
literally was just
yeah.
talking about it today.
But I do want to explore that more, and I've printed them and looked at them because I want to. I think that we could spend less and even reach more, and I think that those
If we
are folks
could,
that are covering the
yeah.
city anyway more than the other local paper. So
Yeah. Thank you.
that was just one
Any
question I had about that fund.
further budget questions? That's an information-only item. Moving on. Wes, I might be here this week on the reports. We got a lot of things here. The mayor's report. Well, let's start off. I attended the graduation of Zach Butler. Always good to see our guys doing well, getting through that program. Like to point out, make an announcement that Gloria Soja has resigned from the police commission and the planning board. So we are seeking members for both. You guys got people you know or anybody that's interested? We're seeking members for both positions. So that happens. I had the park opening, which was, just amazing and finally good to see it going. I think it's been bit, quite busy. I've driven by twice since it's open and the parking lot has been packed. So people are out there. They mentioned there'll be a new place for you guys to go patrol. You'll have a new spot. Attended a meeting with and Wes was there as well, and I included Kevin this time with the folks at the library. They came in and kind of let us know where their feasibility study had ended up, and I think they're excited to move forward and have a proposal for you guys. So look forward to that coming out, and that's going to be pretty exciting. Possibly of a new library building here in East Alma, so that'd be pretty neat. Been dealing with the pool getting ramped up, as Ames knows, it's the thing. But we hired kind of a shared manager position of two. We are going to be soon graduates of East Alma High School. And I've just been really, really pleasantly surprised at how professional and how kind and how well they've been to people. Kevin even mentioned how well they did. They're just amazing to have them both around. So they're just the two young individuals, Madison Ratliff and Quinn Bright, have both been just wonderful. Kind of one position they're splitting time-wise. So but they've been with us for a few years and they're just, they're young, but gives you hope. They did a great job. We've been doing many budget discussions. I attended the pre-audit meeting with Amy. That's always pretty basic. We discussed the things last year and how we did to solve them, and they look at what kind of audit we. Amy might speak out of turn, but there's a chance we're not a federal audit this year.
That's what it sounded
That's
like.
going to be really good. So that's if we're not a federal audit, that'd be great. And have not heard anything back from the water rights letter. Have heard no responses yet. Did have a call with Cindy regarding that. On that note, Cindy has put together a panel of some people regarding East Helena that to speak at what is called the Brownfields Conference in Chicago this year regarding environmental cleanups, and I was invited to attend that, so I'll be going to that in August on the METD dime. So, but yeah, pretty excited to go to that. Hopefully there's a Cubs game or something I can catch. That's what the mayor's been up to though. I think those are the main things. Yeah, that's it. Any questions for me? Seeing none. Councilmember reports, Councilmember Dahl.
At a planning board meeting, of course, you mentioned that Gloria resigned. Really, we have two openings on the planning board for chairman and another position. We also have one on zoning. And I went to the grand opening of the Fritchie Care Park. Looked about the same like it did last year.
It's pretty nice out there, though,
Yeah, it is. It's nice. It's going to be a lot nicer when everything's green and
Yeah.
willows all took off, so it's going to be a nice addition to the city.
Thank you,
I have
Councilman.
one question on that. I see they're going to close it at 10. Does that mean that you have to go out and shut the gate, or
There's
are
no
they just
gate.
going to leave it open, or
It's a
Their policy is the same as the part by JFK. It's just a
just we've gone. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you're out there,
I was curious since they still had the gate on the fence.
We're gonna find you out there with some tall boys, Don.
Yeah.
Look, party, the party hard, you can. Or the bathroom, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It is in the city limits, which, if you recall, when we established the times for the parks, it was so the officers can stop in and check on folks who are there violating city ordinance after the times, David. So they have the authority. We are not, from my understanding, responsible for closing their gates or checking their facilities. Yep.
The just the addition of all this trail and parkland does create some challenges for our police department, and we're discussing possible things that may be required for that during the budgeting process. We might have some discussions, but you know, just new areas for them to check out.
That's all I have.
Councilmember Leland.
I have nothing to report.
Councilmember Feist.
Has been a busy week. I wanted to thank folks for the ordinance, or excuse me, the proclamation for Greater Helena Gibbs. The organization did helped to raise over $302,000 for Helena area nonprofits. Last year was 271. They were hoping to get to 275. So more than beat that for a lot of different various nonprofits, 116, I think. So anyway, appreciate that proclamation. Zach's graduation was great. Wanted to also just thank the VFW for their continued support. Easter egg hunt was awesome, as always. They do so much for that. And then the East Helena Day of Service, that was great, and lots picked up. So Kevin, thank you. I know you and your guys then picking those up. To visit with the Boulder Monitor, as I mentioned. Helena Chamber of Commerce meeting. It was focused on Helena Public Schools and makes me very thankful to be in East Helena with our school district and our very competent superintendent and school board. Did go to the long range planning meeting with the mayor also with that. And that was a public meeting open to folks. The library visit. And I did go to the Prickly Pear Park, took a nice walk around. It is great. I do have a question. And then a comment. Also, the Star of David window brackets. Do we have any news on those?
Yeah, Friday, we delivered one of the big windows to get fitted to the mount.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he decides if that one's good, then we'll deliver the other two for the mounts, and they'll be ready to
get awesome. Delivered.
So he didn't know what time frame. He's just kind of working on them in his free time.
Great. And then the comment I have is I have been a thorn in Kevin's side. Some residents have asked me questions as well, because it has been less than ideal near my home. The amount of things broken and not communicated, not by the city. I actually stuck up for the city today when one of them blamed the city for something and it was not the city's responsibility. So I just want to thank Kevin, because I know that I've been kind of a thorn poking him to make sure that some things get fixed that needed to be. So but otherwise, looking forward to it, and it is great infrastructure improvement. I just think that unfortunately the first crew, especially with the company that was hired, was less than desirable. So it's great to see some competent folks out there working, and it's nice to see a road and over the top of things. So yeah, that's all I got.
Thanks. Again, Suzanne is hopefully staying dry. Louisiana. That brings us to legal report. City Attorney Elver.
It is good to be back, getting back in the swing of things. Courts are going well. Gavin did great. The officers are still being pretty darn active, so plenty of stuff going on there. I did the East Clark Street Sewer District that we have that contract agreement with that's in flux and not enforcement right now. They have yet to sign and retain an attorney to call, and actually sent some letter, which was lacked any historical context as to why the letter was drafted the way it was. So I did talk to their counsel yesterday, advised him he might want to talk to Mr. Murdo, who had been helping them for, you know, the last 7-8 years or so, because he had not spoken to him and had no context as to what he was talking about in the letter that he drafted and sent us. I can provide that copy of that if you'd like to see it. But it sounds like there may be a meeting coming up, and anyone, if we're going to have more than half the council, can come. But generally, it's just the gallonage is based on that they're allotted is based on the 107 connections that the system was designed to take. That's what the Exhibit A in the letter that we sent them, or the contract, the renewal that we sent them, referenced. And they would like to maneuver that or something. It wasn't even clear. It wasn't clear to me when I read it. And the guy seemingly didn't quite understand the context of the bonds that were attached, the infrastructure in the ground for the folks who were we had committed gallonage to. So anyway, that is ongoing, and we'll see where we get. But I'm an open book, so if anyone wants to talk to me about it, or see the letter, or come to those meetings, let me know, because eventually it needs to be resolved. And I think we've made a good faith effort to do that, and I think I communicated that fairly. But we'll see.
Anyone else wants to be a thorn in Kevin's side, you can read the letter because I called Kevin 4 times. I'm like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
That's why I read it. I was like, I'm not,
This is
like, I just got
doesn't
to talk to this
not
guy.
make
And that's what I
sense.
did. It was like, anyway, if you would like to talk to me more, go ahead or ask me questions now. It just seemed that there was not quite a meeting of the minds on that end. And I tried to facilitate that in some context to what, where we were, why we were, where we are, and where we're hoping to get to. But we'll see. Pending your questions, that's all I got.
Thanks, Pete. Well, with that, all we got is these bills we got to pay.
Almost we paid the bill.
I have a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Bills being paid. I will adjourn this meeting at 7:11. Thanks for coming out, guys. It's always open, 7:11.
I have three slushies if you're on the field.
One thing that came up on the park that Mary asked about how we feel about.
I don't know.
It was just dog. It was just sound. Just.